Good morning, friends. Good morning, World Klee. My story starts with having such gratitude to the Creator who placed my hand on the good faith and guided me to an environment where I can express the following. I used to pray alone, but now it's only together, a prayer of and for the many, a collective prayer to the Creator to help us with the war inside, to help us overcome our world to receive, so that His light can penetrate through this concealment, through us here, B'nai Baruch, to anchor His light here on this planet. Our sages teach us that everything we see outside of us comes from inside of us. We ask that He helps us to connect in order to expand our perception of reality so that we can really and truly understand and feel from our collective heart that there is no reality in the world besides godliness, and that the concealment is only in our current sensations. Give us the sense we need to experience You, our Creator. Only together do we stand before Him as His sons and His daughters that have defeated Him. Help us now. This is a cry out to show You through our actions that we do not need the path of suffering and war to bring us closer to You. We only need our friends, like my great friend, Serge Patrice.
Well, it looks like Serge dropped there for a second, so let me just take his place really quickly. Serge wanted to say that he only needs the friends to really experience the gift of Arvut. And like Richard, he said that he's been having conflicts in his life that really put him on his knees to pray for himself only. But now with what's happening in the conflicts happening in the world, he's actually praying now for other people, which is a new experience for him, because he's he never thought about anybody else. Now he's thinking about others, and he really wants to pray for others, and he's hanging on to his tent, and he's really happy with what's going on actually, because he's really experiencing something new in his life. And the family of B'nai Baruch has given him the feeling of deep even in deep darkness that he can bring his brothers and his friends out into the light with his prayers. And this is what he's really appreciating. I think Godfrey can tell us a little bit more about friends and prayer.
Yeah, friends. Good morning, really great friends. Good morning, in Africa. We have a beautiful been privileged to be part of an exciting time. And we thank our great love who have actually taught us the principles of the environment and then the greatness of the friends. Now, friends, in this sacred environment, we learn how to connect and know. In our knowledge to connect, we feel the power of connection, we feel the warmth of connection. And then this is where we begin to learn actually what prayer was, because we used to pray individually. And then this sacred environment, we have been taught to pray together, to connect. And when we connect, we then raise the prayer to the Creator. And in that atmosphere of love, of oneness, of unity, you find that you are so inspired. And then you find that you belong to the whole world. And the whole world, their problems become your problems. The Creator problems become your problems. You don't want to exist. And in that atmosphere, we connect deeper and craft the Creator. We raise prayers. And we feel that our prayers are heard because we felt the Creator in His presence. Here we felt the word clear. We felt all the ten as one. It's so beautiful prayer. And this is where prayer is realized, where unity is realized, where goodness. I mean, this is an amazing experience we are having in African ten. And thanks to love, our friends, and then the great African ten, Lahaim, my brother Nev, please continue.
Lahaim, Lahaim. כותב לנו הרבש.
Rabash writes, if there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, and this will bring the Creator more contentment than if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. For this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective and give them that feeling that they receive satisfaction from being able to bestow upon the Creator to bring him contentment. And since everything requires an awakening from below, he gives the awakening from below, and others will receive the awakening from above, to whomever the Creator knows will be more beneficial for the Creator.
Active workshop question. How does a person exit himself and ask for the friends? Again, how does a person exit himself and ask for the friends?
In order for one to exit himself and ask for the friends, it's something only the Creator can do. To put such a request in the heart, such a demand, to do that, then a person has to ask the Creator.
He needs to ask the Creator to give him the strength to ask, to see the friends is great. So each and every friend will be great, truly greatest of the generation.
Yeah, we hear the friends, we hear their heart, and they change, and the friends are our environment. So to change, I have to appreciate my friends who are walking with me towards the revelation of bestowal.
Constantly be in one direction, to come closer to one another, to incorporate in one another, to ask, simply ask for the friends, whether it's from the heart, not from the heart. I have this habit that the request is always for the friends.
Always be in this direction and put oneself in such an environment, read the words of the Kabbalists as much as possible, that really give him these thoughts to cling to the friends and the ten, and always have this feeling that ultimately I live only for a request for the friends outside of myself that can happen.
Exactly as Rabash wrote, we know that this causes contentment above, and that's what we want to exert in these actions out of a desire and a need to give contentment to the Creator.
From the importance of the goal in this action and knowing the potential for progress, to the extent that you make an action where you're smaller than the friend, only then you can ask for something that's beyond your nature.
Invest in the friends, make them be available so that you have who to pray for, who to ask for, from whom to receive greatness and importance.
Baal
HaSulam writes, while they speak, I listen. Meaning, the measure of the Creator's listening depends precisely on the measure of the longing that appears during the saying of the prayer. When one feels excessive longing, he should know that at that time, the Creator is listening to him attentively. Clearly, when he knows this, he pours his heart out even stronger. For there's no greater privilege than the King of the world being attentive to him. This is quite similar to what our sages said. The Creator longs for the prayer of the righteous. For the Creator's desire for a person to draw near him awakens great power and longing in the person to crave for the Creator. For as in water of the face to the face, so the heart of man to man. It follows that the saying of the prayer and the hearing of the prayer go hand in hand until they accumulate to the full measure and he acquires everything. And focus on these matters, which are the first principles in the path of the Creator.
Her insanın yüreği bir sözü demek ister. Her insanın canı bir yolda gitmek ister. Her seher insan durur, hoşbak olmak çalışır. Bu fikri özünle her yola o aparır. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir tadı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırık. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. İstirik biz ancak tüm dünya hoşbakt olsun. Her canın yüreğinde sevgi canında olsun. Ancak bu güzel yolda yürek çoklu sevinir. İnsan insana sevgi dost kardeş olar. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir adı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu istirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırık. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Birlik birlik lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay.
Frederick, silent workshop.
Atelier silencieux. Demandons au Créateur de donner aux
silent workshop
de penser et prier.
Let us Ask the Creator to give the friends strength to think and to pray only for the benefit of the collective. Again, let us ask the Creator to give the friends strength to think and pray only for the benefit of the collective. Silent workshop.
Prayer. Dear Creator, give us strength to awaken you from below. Because if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. For we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Help us be able to work for you. You must help us. Give us the power of the desire to bestow, as otherwise we are doomed and we remain in the world to receive for our own sake. Creator, bring peace, unity, connection, and wholeness to this shattered world. Amen.
בורא יקר, תן לנו כוח לעורר אותך מלמטה.
Dear Creator, give us strength to awaken you from below. Because if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. For we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Help us be able to work for you. You must help us. Give us the power of the desire to bestow, as otherwise we are doomed, and we remain in the will to receive for our own sake. Creator, bring peace, unity, connection, and wholeness to this shattered world. Amen.